The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Eddie, you talked about how you had never gotten to this round. What does this mean to have this moment at this stage of the postseason?
Estoy grande para mí, de verdad. Esto es importante para mi carrera, importante para el equipo. Y creo que todos tenemos un sueño de llegar a la World Series y poder ganar. Y yo creo que el mío es grande y tengo muchas ganas de llegar.
It's huge. It's very important for me. It's unbelievable for the team. I think this is something that, you know, we all have that dream, that desire to get to the World Series, and for me it's especially large, and I think that's just what we're going for.
Next question.
They bring in Kinley there to face you. What are you thinking when you go up there? Are you going to be aggressive and first pitch, if it's hittable, you're going to go for it? Or what's your mindset there?
Hey, I feel great today. When I feel great, I go aggressive all the time. I know I faced him yesterday. Take me out, but I don't want to try too much today. Yesterday I tried to hit a homer, and today I want to try hitting base hit.
And we'll follow up. What can both of you guys say about Ron Washington at third base? How aggressive is he, and do you guys like that he is so aggressive?
Oh, that's huge. We love that, the aggressiveness, because that's how you're gonna go for scoring runs. If you playing scared, you're never gonna push the guys to score the important runs for the team.
Down here in the middle.
Oh, Ozzie, you guys led 2-0 last year too. Aside from the location, how does this feel different?
It's feeling we have a great team, and we trust each other, and we feed on each other, and so it feels great to have those momentum. Like Eddie came up huge tonight with Riley, and that's what we do.
In the back, Alden.
Hey, Ozzie, when your GM went out and got all those outfielders before the end of July, what kind of tone did that set for this group the rest of the way, and what kind of impact have guys like Eddie and Jock made for this team?
Yeah, we saw a difference right away. The team clicks more, and we started playing better ball games, and that's one of the main reasons we're here today.
Right here, on the left.
Eddie, ¿te habías sentido en este nivel de juego? Un juego tan cómodo en el plato, estabas tan cómodo que no utilizaste ni el traductor en la entrevista de la televisión.
Pues me está pidiendo que yo hable inglés y yo trato, pero hay veces que me da miedo de decir algo indebido o que no lo diga correctamente. Pero pues traté lo más que pude y no, ya yo estaba en... Creo que yo he tenido grandes momentos en mi carrera. He estado en un clásico mundial, en los primeros juegos de mi wild card, y he tenido éxito. Creo que no me paniqueo y creo que tengo muchas ganas de lucir bien.
The question was, did you feel so comfortable at the plate this evening that you felt comfortable enough to answer questions in English in the post-game interviews without the translator? And he said, yes. that they keep asking him to do them in English, and so he tried to oblige, and sometimes he doesn't do it just to... make sure he doesn't say something incorrect. But as far as being in these moments, you know, he's kind of taken advantage of those opportunities to be given to him, as far as playing in the World Baseball Classic and other big moments, and he just makes sure he doesn't panic in any of these moments.
In the back, Tyler.
Eddie, as one of those four outfielders they brought in here, what did you think that the impact would be of collectively of all four of you guys, and how much of a lift did you think that you could give to the Braves once you got healthy?
Siendo parte de los jardineros que trajeron, o sea, parte de los cambios con los otros equipos, cuéntanos en tu mente el impacto que tú pensaste que los cuatro de ustedes pudieran haber tenido con este equipo.
Creo que una competencia. Creo que una competencia, al principio fue una competencia de que todos tenemos ganas de lucir bien y nos traen para acá para poder producir. Yo me sentí cómodo desde que llegué la primera vez. Los muchachos tenían un buen trabajo y yo tenía que empujar para poder estar en el line-up, y creo que tuve una tremenda final de temporada y poder resolver para el equipo y nosotros venimos para acá para ayudar al equipo a ganar.
You know, to be honest, it was a competition at first. You know, all four of us showed up, and I think we all wanted to get some playing time and be in the lineup. And obviously, the three other guys, you know, they were having success on the field. So for me, it was definitely a little bit of a sense of urgency to kind of push the envelope a little bit and try to work my way into the lineup as much as possible. And fortunately, I was able to have some success at the end of the season, and I think that I was able to sort of work my way into the starting lineup. And just I think then we kind of all, since beginning all, but have the same goal and motive of helping the team in any way that we can.
Straight back, Stephanie.
Eddie, it seemed like there were a few moments for you today where it was decided by like 2 inches. The Turner ball that you caught, did you think that was out?
La bola que Turner le dio, ¿pensaste que la sacó?
Everybody, Arvis Demi is scared, and then when you see the ball in the hair, but he stay in the field. Stay in the field, good for the team, good for everybody.
And then the one that you hit, the walk-off, did you think, I mean, that was so close to the glove. Did you think that was caught?
When I hit in good contact, but I see Seager in the middle. I say, oh, but he missed the ball. But he see it, but walk-off.
Thanks.
Hey, little Brad?
Ozzie, obviously you came up through the system. You've been here throughout this whole process. And then you get Eddie and these other guys come in, and they've been here about 2.5 months. What can you say about the way that the fans have reacted to them? You could really sense it in the game tonight, but all through this postseason.
Yeah, they came in right after the first half. I mean, for us, it was already that we play against each other. We kind of know each other a little bit. We say hi to each other before games, during the game. But for the fans to cheer them on, like they already been playing here for years, it's awesome. It's great to have that chemistry and the fans bringing all the good energy for us and for them.
Daniel, here on the left.
Thanks. Ozzie, me parece que quien más extrañaba a Ronald ha sido tú en el equipo. Él ha estado en esos dos juegos, uniformado y en el dugout. ¿Tú crees que eso ha sido parte de la motivación y de esos dos juegos que tú has tenido en esa serie de campeonato?
Sí, claro, que él es un gran parte del equipo también. Y bueno, no tenía la suerte de quedar saludable para pa terminar fuerte este año, pero nosotros gozamos con él porque él es uno de los estrellas del equipo y trae buena energía para nosotros también.
His Ronald's presence in the dugout, in the clubhouse, these two games helped motivate the team. And obviously, yes, he's a huge part of our team. And you know, his energy and his motivation and everything, and obviously we enjoy having him around.
Great. Back again, Stephanie.
Sorry, Eddie, I actually missed one. Also, when you scored, did you think that was so close? Did you think that you might be out when you were running?
I scored a little bit, but I don't know the ball is right there in the infield. Then this ball is in the outfield. When I see the boys coming, but I do a good job in the slide. Yeah. Doing a really good job.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else for these guys? Muchas gracias, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.